We hear it this time from the NIV translation. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before him. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." And suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is our text. You may be seated. Life is filled with peaks and valleys. The peak or the mountaintop are those excellent times of our life when something exciting and amazing is happening to us. Something great, something beyond the normal, something for us to celebrate and remember. During those mountaintop experiences, it's rather easy to be a Christian. During those times, you think, oh, God is so good. God loves me so much. There's no doubt in my mind how much God loves and cares about me. But unfortunately, life isn't just one mountaintop experience after another. Life also has its valleys. And sometimes those valleys are pretty deep. They are the times of life's struggles and difficulties. And maybe during those times of life in the valley, it's not quite as easy to be a Christian. Our hope begins to waver a bit. Down in the valley, we may even begin to have doubts. Questions arise in our minds. Does God really love me? Is he still taking care of me? And why is this happening to me? Peaks and valleys of life. The disciples they had no idea they were about to enter a very deep valley. It would be for them one of the lowest points of their walk with Jesus. They had already experienced so many good things of life with Jesus. But now the lowest valley in the life of Jesus was about to take place. And in that valley, they were going to witness some things they never thought they would see. Up to this point, life as a disciple of Jesus had been going on pretty good. They'd seen him walk on water. They watched as he calmed that raging storm with one word. He fed thousands of people with two fish and a few small loaves of bread. They saw him heal many people who were sick and ill. They watched as he cast out demons. And he even had the power to raise some from the dead. Everywhere they went, people just flocked around Jesus. They were eager to hear his words. They hungered for the good news of great joy that he brought to them. It was so important to them. They wanted to force him to become their king. So up to this point, life as a disciple of Jesus had been pretty good. There was no doubt in their minds about who Jesus was. Peter professed it for them all. You are the Christ. You're the Son of the living God. You're the Messiah. You're the Savior of the world. And they had no doubt that there were great things in store for Jesus and for them. The disciples were experiencing one mountaintop after another. But now, right around the corner, was the valley of the shadow of death. The crowds that once hailed him were just about ready to turn against him. They would watch as he would be betrayed and arrested. They would watch as the church and the state both condemned him to death to be crucified. That was the valley that was waiting for them at the bottom of this mountain. And in the darkness of that valley, the faith of the disciples would begin to be filled with doubt and fear. Soon it would be very difficult for them to be a disciple of Jesus. Remember the little girl in the courtyard of the high priest? "Didn't we see you with Jesus?" And Peter cursing and swearing that he doesn't even know him. This is why Jesus takes the disciples to the mountaintop. There he wants them to experience something amazing. He wants to give them a glimpse of who he really is. He wanted their very eyes to see the glory, to catch a glimpse of the glory that was his from all eternity. Right before the valley, Jesus takes them to the mountaintop. And it was to serve for them as a means of strengthening their faith for the darkness of the valley that lay ahead. Today it's good for us also to be on this mountaintop with the disciples. We too want to catch that glimpse of the glory of Jesus. We want to be assured of who he is. We don't know for certain why he came and how it's going to end. This mountaintop experience today will prepare us for the Lenten season. Ash Wednesday, the first Wednesday in Lent, is this week. As we journey through these past 6 weeks of the Epiphany season, we have heard the powerful messages of Jesus. We have seen his power and his glory revealed in some of the things he has done. And like the disciples, we too have come to the conclusion that Jesus is God in the flesh. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. We know that. We believe that. He is the promised Savior of the world. But now it's time to begin the Lenten season. Jesus will descend into the valley of the shadow of death. Some of the things we might see and hear could shake our faith a little bit. We stand in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we watch as he is betrayed by one of his own disciples. He is arrested, his hands bound behind his back, abandoned. All of his disciples run away. He's condemned, he's beaten, he's crucified. We will watch as he suffers and dies for the sins of the world on his cross. These next 6 weeks of Lent, we are going to watch Jesus walk through that valley and through all those difficult moments. This transfiguration mountaintop experience today will help to prepare us for all the things that we will see and hear in the weeks to come. But even more than that, this transfiguration event will also help us through our own valleys as we journey through this life. If you ever find yourself in one of these valleys, remember the Transfiguration. That event will help to strengthen your hope and trust. This Transfiguration event will keep you strong in the faith through even the most difficult of times. Remember what you see and hear on this mountaintop. Jesus is who he claimed to be. Remember the glory that is shown to you there. Listen to the voice that speaks to you from the cloud. It will all remind you that Jesus is God in the flesh, that he is Emmanuel. He is God with you. And he is always leading you through these shadows, leading you up and out of the valley, and leading you ever onward to your eternal heavenly home. Also remember that Jesus also walked this same path for you. And he walked it victoriously. And we live with the promise that because he lives, we too will live with him forever. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before him. The word transfigured means that the entire appearance of Jesus is changed. His personal appearance as well as his clothing. There on that mountaintop, as much as humanly possible, the disciples catch that glimpse of the glory that was his as the Son of God. What an amazing revelation of his divinity. He is God in the flesh. He is the Holy One. There was no doubt in their minds about his divinity as they watched him shining brighter than the sun could ever shine. That was so good for them to see, so necessary for them to see. It was important for them. They had to be assured. They had to know. They had to believe who Jesus was. Because in a few days, they're going to see him beaten and bloody and weak and dying. And there appeared to them on the mountaintop Elijah and Moses, who were talking to him. The other Gospels, who recount this Transfiguration event, tell us that the three of them were talking about Jesus' ministry in the coming days, about his death and his resurrection and his ascension. Can you imagine having stood there with Peter, James, and John and seen all of that and heard all of that? What an experience for them. There they stand on the mountaintop with the glorified Son of God and two of the greatest figures of the Old Testament. Peter wants the moment to last forever. He wants to build three shelters, one for each of them, so that he could stay up on that mountaintop forever. But instead, that cloud overshadows them, and a voice comes out of the cloud and says to them, "This is my Son. Listen to him." The cloud was a symbol of heavenly glory. And can you almost, from a human perspective, hear a little pride in the voice of the Father? As Jesus stands there transfigured, the Father announcing to the disciples, "This is my Son. Listen to him." How they would need to remember all of this in the days to come. All those people who used to run after him to hear his words, to try to force him to become king, are now calling him a liar. Those same voices are now accusing him of blasphemy. And they're demanding of Pilate that he be crucified. because he claimed to be the Son of God. But he is the Son of God. And he is life. And he is truth. And we so desperately need to listen to him. Almost as quickly as Moses and Elijah appeared on the mountaintop with them, they disappeared from sight. Disciples blinked their eye, and now the only one they can see is Jesus. He's the only one they need. The only one that we need. The only one we need to see and listen to. The disciples had seen Jesus all in all of his glory, surrounded by Moses and Elijah, and acclaimed by the voice of the Father. This would be their strength. This would be their encouragement, their hope, as they walked together down off of that mountain and into that valley. Wednesday begins our Lenten journey. We will watch in these weeks as Jesus does battle with Satan in the wilderness. We will see again the betrayal and the abandonment. We will watch as he is arrested, tried, and condemned. We will watch as he is beaten and nailed to the cross, where he will die for the sins of the world. But as we re-enter this Lenten season, remember what you have seen and heard on this mountaintop. Jesus, who will die, is still the Son of God. He is Lord. He is Savior. And everything that he will do in these weeks of Lent, he is doing for one purpose, so that we might find forgiveness of all of our sins and the sure and certain hope of eternal life. Knowing this will also help us when we have to walk through these deep valleys. So for us today, it is good for us to be here because it reminds us of exactly who Jesus is and why he came. He is God in the flesh. He is the Savior of the world. Now, here's the really neat thing about this. For those disciples, that was a once-in-a-lifetime event. They could never go back and climb up to that mountaintop and see that whole scene played out for them again. But for us, we can, in spirit, climb up that mountain again and again and again and see and hear everything that we saw and heard the first time. Every time you go to worship, every time you read and study the Word, every time you kneel at the Lord's table, you are climbing that mountain. And there in those means of grace, in the Word and sacraments, you are catching that glimpse of the glory and majesty of God. There in those means of grace, it is revealed to you who Jesus really is. He has fought the fight for us. He has won the victory for us. And he who has died on the cross has risen to life. And by that resurrection has won for us the overwhelming victory of sin, death, and the grave. And by grace through faith, he shares that overwhelming victory with us. Because he lives, we too will live with him forever. And there is nothing that can ever separate us from his love. This morning, like the disciples, we have seen a glimpse of the glory of our Lord and Savior. He is who he has claimed to be. He is the Savior of the world, the promised Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb who has died but is alive forevermore. Through the means of grace, he strengthens us for our walk through this life and through its valleys. This mountaintop experience of Jesus will equip us and strengthen us for all of those valleys of life. They may be waiting for us just around the corner. Remember this. The shadows in the valley are just shadows. And our good shepherd promises us that he is leading us through all of those shadows. With faith in our Savior God, as we journey from the glory on the mountaintop through the valleys of life, we always know the fight has been fought and the victory has been won. Thanks be to God who gives us this victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We make confession of our most holy faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.